You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature. Here's Audiograph's Julie Kane to bring you the answer to this week's mystery sound.
Thanks, Hannah. All week long, we've been playing you this sound. We asked you what that was and where we recorded it. We sent Judy Silber from KALW's Spiritual Edge Project to bring us the story behind the sound.
I'm Yonatan Cohen, and I serve as the rabbi of Congregation Beth Israel in Berkeley, which is Berkeley's modern Orthodox community. In just a few moments, I'm going to be blowing the shofar, which is a ram's horn. Which Jews traditionally blow as a mitzvah, as the main commandment of Rosh Hashanah. When I blow the shofar, I'm going to follow the traditional sound that we make in the days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, which is tekiah, shvarim trua tekiah. Tekiah is a long sound, a long flat sound. Shvarim is three sounds, followed by nine speedy sounds, followed by the tekiah again, which is the long sound. According to tradition, the beginning note and the last note, which is the long tekiah, needs to be a bit longer than the middle sounds. In some ways, we could think about it as a long cry followed by a beginning of a breakdown turning into very rapid sobbing, and then the long cry again. So the way you would hear it is like... Rosh Hashanah begins the period of 10 days of repentance, a time in which we try to reestablish our connections spiritually and morally with one another, with God and with the Torah. The commentators told us that hearing the shofar is a wake-up call. It's the sound of an alarm saying, wake up, where have you been? On a deeper level, the actual mitzvah, the commandment surrounding the shofar, is one of listening. So in order to repent, one needs to tune in and to begin listening once again, be it listening to one's loved ones, friends, community, family, as well as listening to one's inner voice, as well as trying to tune into the presence of God. And all that comes through the exercise of tuning into the sound of the shofar.